Hello, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Yes, in case you didn't guess, we're talking about Megamind today. If you haven't ever seen Megamind, do it. You won't regret it. It's a fun little movie with a story that causes my eyes to leak every single time. It's a story about a villain who wins for once because, spoilers, hero doesn't want to be a hero anymore. And this villain, Megamind, comes to realize that what makes someone a hero or a villain is sometimes more a function of how others see you as anything else, and that you can rise above those societal expectations to be more than the image that you're branded with. I feel this so much. Whether it's growing up a nerd, the only Catholic kid on a Mormon block, or just being a female, I've always felt a tension between who I was, who I am, and the labels society slapped on me because of that information. Just like Megamind, I was that kid that was picked on for intuitively focusing on substance instead of polish and flash. And every time I was ignored, while the skinny, pretty blonde in my group got accolades for a project I did 90% of the work on, every time I was sneered at for being the only girl playing a tabletop game at a convention, every time I was publicly embarrassed for expressing an opinion on what my religion was about because I'm not good at memory verses, I felt like I was being placed on a predetermined path where I was supposed to end up the bad guy in the end. And then something funny happened. Just when I was about to give in and be the villain everyone saw in me, I met this crazy guy named Andrew. He seemingly had all the advantages. Very tall, very smart, very easy to make friends with, and also very much interested in what I had to say, and not so much about what others had to say about me. He could have easily found anyone else to talk to. He can have a genuinely wonderful conversation with anyone on almost any subject. He could have continued being the hero in his social circles. But instead, he started treating me like I was the hero. Like my thoughts and opinions were valid, if a bit rough around the edges. Like I was important because of my uniqueness. And everything changed. 10 years ago today, I married that man. And while I still wouldn't say I'm any closer to resembling an ingenue, I still do my absolute best every day to rise above the labels that I have been given to be what he sees in me. And maybe that's the key. Maybe that's why Jesus said in Matthew 25, 35 through 36, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Maybe the trick to stopping villains isn't so hard. Maybe the trick to stopping villains isn't to fight them, but to treat everyone with the same dignity and respect you would a hero. And in doing so, preventing them from becoming a villain in the first place. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button. And if you want to continue the conversation, please consider joining us on our Facebook page, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina, and remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Happy anniversary, Andrew. I love you.